أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو قال أوحي إلي ولم يوحى إليه شيء ومن قال سأنزل مثل ما أنزل الله. ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed inshallah ayat number 94 of surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the person Malik ibn Saif, who had said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not revealed anything. He was from the Yahud, and yet then he denied the revelation of the Quran, and in that he denied the revelation of the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about others who had some concocted views with regards to wahi and revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who can be a greater wrongdoer, who can be more unjust than that person that fabricated a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has already passed. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two others. أو قال أوحي إلي ولم يوحى إليه شيء. Or a person says, أوحي إلي, revelation has been sent down to me. وَلَمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ, and that nothing has been revealed upon him, that is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here reference is being made to Musaylama Kadhab. Musaylama Kadhab had claimed nubuwat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very clear is an indication in one narration that he sent two messengers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had written a letter, and that letter was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one portion of that letter, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this earth will be divided half and half between you and I. In other words, the prophethood will be now shared between you and me. In this world, people are looking for shares in prophets, but he was looking for share in prophethood, in nabihood. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded with his letter, an ayat of the Quran, innal arda lillah yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi, that the earth, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant this earth to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. That is the priority, the prerogative of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have no right to come and divide the land between you and I. So he was one person that had also claimed nubuwat, and he also claimed wahi. So on this side, when verses were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the other side, he will take the very same verses, he will concord it, try to bring words that will be very similar to the words of the Quran Sharif. It is not even worth repeating those words, but very similar to the Quran Sharif, which made absolutely no sense whatsoever. So that was one person that had also fabricated a lie upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then there were others. وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. Then there were those that said that we will reveal exactly what was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly equivalent to the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will also reveal. Now there were also many that made this claim, like they said, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا. They would listen to the Quran Sharif, and then they would say that we can also, if we so desire, we can also say such words. In هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. These are fabricated stories of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them in the kitabs of tafsir. Many individuals had made such claims. So Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to all these individuals that interfere with the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who concord whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, who fabricates lies upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ. If only you would see when the oppressive individuals are in the ghamarat of maut, they are in the throes of maut, in the throes of death, at that time when sakarat will begin upon them, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and then the malaika will stretch their hands forth towards them. The malaika will say to them, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, take out, extract your nafs, yourselves. In other words, take out your ruh, spill it out now, vomit it out, take it out, and let's see how far you go. Sayyiduna Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when a person had committed kufr, a person opposed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world, then at the time of his maut, a host of malaika will come down, and then these malaika will come with a Hessian sack, and that will be, on the one hand, they will be very, very difficult for a person's eyes to bear. In other words, their sight will be unbearable. They will come down to the person, and then Malakul Maut will come, and Malakul Maut will stretch his hands out. In some ayats of the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, that the person will be struck on different parts of his body, and then the ruh of that person will not want to leave that person at that time. So when that happens, then the malaika will say, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, spill out, take out your ruh, let it come out. But the ruh will not come out, and then Malakul Maut will extract that ruh. In this hadith of Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, like how you see wool that is wet, that is stuck to a skewer, the sharp parts of the skewer, how it will then be extracted and pulled out, very, very difficult, the ruh of that individual will be taken out, and then these host of malaika that were there with that sack, with that Hessian cloth, they will wrap that ruh, stench and smell will be coming out, and then they will take it up towards the heavens. Even the skies will not open for such individuals with ease. And hence, in this way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes the ruh of a person that will be extracted, who had contested, a person that competed, a person that denied the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us all. Then it will be said to them, الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ, that today you will be recompensed the adab of al-hun. Hun refers to a humiliating adab. Today doesn't only mean that day of his death, but from now on, the era, the time that now will proceed, right up to the fire of Jahannam and even more, all of that will be regarded as al-yawm. And on this day, you will taste this punishment of terrible humiliation. You tried to humiliate the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You tried to discredit the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you lied on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then this will be your punishment of humiliation. Why? Bima kuntum taquluna ala Allah, because of what you said in the name of Allah ta'ala upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghayr al-haqqi and untruth. All of it was not true. وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and you had made istikbar, you had become proud and arrogant against the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that will be your punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to submit completely and totally to the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Again and again we are reminded that sometimes there may be some hukam of Allah Ta'ala, some command of the Quran Sharif or the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that may be difficult for us because of our own weaknesses. It may be difficult for us to practice upon. We should not try to change the command of Allah Ta'ala. We should try to change our habits and our own ways. Don't try to change the deen of Allah Ta'ala or concord the verses of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or contaminate the tafsir of the Quran Sharif to suit our own weaknesses. That is not what Allah Ta'ala loves. Rather, we turn to Allah and seek from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala the siratul mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.